Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Emer McCarthy. Chico the cat recounts the life of his best friend, Pope Benedict XVI, in an authorised biography for children released next week. The book called Joseph and Chico tells the story of Joseph Ratzinger from his birth in 1927 up until the time of his election to the papacy in 2005. Susie Hodges takes a closer look.
The narrating voice for this book is based on a real ginger cat called Chico, who knew the then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger when he returned home on holiday to the Bavarian city of Pentling. Chico belongs to a German couple that lived next door to the future Pope in Pentling and who are still the caretakers for his house there. The book has a foreword written by the Pope's personal secretary, Monsignor Georg Geinschwein. He said, "Dear children, here you will find a biography that is different to others because it is told by a cat, and it's not every day that a cat can call the Holy Father his friend and write his life story." The book's author is the Italian journalist Jeanne Perregaux, who lives in Bavaria. She says the future Pope and Chico became inseparable companions during his holidays in Pentling, so much so that Chico refused to go back to his real owners when Cardinal Ratzinger was staying there.
He used to run into the house of Ratzinger, welcoming him, and he was staying there all the time that Ratzinger was there. He really didn't want to go home until Ratzinger had left.
Perregaux says the caretakers told her that even after his election to the papacy, Pope Benedict showed that he hadn't forgotten about his feline friend back in Bavaria.
When Ratzinger was elected, they went to Rome, I guess, to make some agreements with the caretaking of the house. And the first question that apparently Ratzinger asked them was, "How is Chico?"
But however lovable, cats have claws. And the book recounts a true incident about how one Christmas, when the future Pope tried to put Chico out into the garden, the mischievous Moggy scratched him. Perregaux says that she hopes that her book will help bring children closer to the figure of the Pope as a man, and through him, to the Church. I'm Susie Hodges.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.